Spirit.
Amen.
For Jesus, time is running short. You know, we're not stranger to the idea of a person's last days of life. Because we know that we will all die, we often find ways to think about both our own last days and the last days of those that we love. Sometimes we sit by the bedsides of our loved ones as they slip away slowly. Other times we might be called to the emergency room in the middle of the night. But last days and death always find us eventually. That is why we understand the importance of a person's last days on earth. And that's why Maundy Thursday can hit us in such interesting ways. Because try as you might to deny it, we live in a world that's filled with death. Everybody that's born dies. We have all lost loved ones. Often the memories that stick out most in our minds are the things that happened right before that person died, whether they were taken suddenly or slowly. Now, sure, we remember other things about the last days. I mean, we remember eating and laughing together, the conversations that we had, but we also remember perhaps more clearly the things that happened just before they died. Now, knowing that he is about to die, Jesus gathers his closest friends for a meal. Now, these are some of the last memories his disciples will have of him before the crucifixion. They'll remember other things about Jesus, but they'll remember those moments of the last hours of his life perhaps most strongly. What he says and does will echo throughout their lives as they begin to build the church as we know it today. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. And of course, yes, we know he'll be resurrected on Easter Sunday, but Holy Week calls us to imagine ourselves in the place of the disciples, imagining that we don't know the end of the story. Jesus is about to be put to death. His time is running short. Now let me ask you, what would you do if you knew you were about to die? What memories would you create for yourself and for your loved ones? What would you do if you didn't have weeks, but hours? You know, it's likely that most of us would try to be like Jesus. Because in the last days of his life, he was most concerned about his loved ones. What would you do for those that you love? What would you want them to know? And how would you communicate these things? Jesus' time is running short, and the gospel passage from John tells the story of his last night before he died. Now, it's interesting to see how the Son of God chooses to spend his last hours before his death with those people that he loves. Now, what does he do? He shares a meal with them, and he gives them some last instructions. Then he gets up from the dinner table, lays aside his outer robe, and then he washes their feet. Jesus does what many of us would do if we knew we were spending our last hours with our loved ones before our death. We tell them things, yes, we might have a meal with them like Jesus did, but perhaps above anything else, we would touch them one last time. We often forget how important our bodies are in our experience as human beings. You know, we talk a lot about body and soul as if they're separate. But, you know, the physicality of our loved ones is something that we remember. The way that they move, the way that they walk, even the way that they smell. In the last few hours before his death, Jesus spends his time eating and drinking with his disciples and then washing their feet, impressing into their minds and their bodies the memory of his love. You know, normally the foot washing is presented as a call to service. And that's part of it. But it's more than that. It's Jesus expressing his love. The foot washing is acting out the great commandment. Love one another as I love you. Now, we can care for the sick, and we can make dinners for a friend. I guess you could call those acts of service, but we most commonly describe those things as acts of love. So it is with the foot washing. You know, we can only imagine how the disciples felt. Were they humbled or shocked? Maybe a bit awkward. So Peter speaks up and says, "You're not going to wash my feet." We hear Peter's objection, and it sounds probably a lot like what we might say. He knows who Jesus is. And there's no way that he's going to allow the Word of God made flesh to wash his feet. But you know, Jesus doesn't argue. He asks nothing of the other disciples, but that they place themselves fully in his hands and trust him. Trust that he knows what he's doing. Peter had no idea what Jesus is doing. Neither did the other disciples. But you know, Jesus is not interested in telling them why he's washing their feet. He's just asking them to trust him. To be vulnerable. You know, that is how God works. We don't always know what God is doing. God only asks us to trust, to be vulnerable. To believe that God loves us fiercely and to receive God's love. What moments will the people in our lives remember when we're gone? Have you ever wondered about that? What moments will we remember of those who die before us? Now, of course, we're all imperfect, and all of us are hard to live with at times, but we are blessed to see those that we love. We are here. We can touch them. We can embrace those who love us. Cherish those moments. It's God's grace given through people. It's sacramental. It's holy. That's why we will remember the death of each other when we no longer walk the earth together. That's what we're going to remember. That is what we will have to cherish until we see each other again in God's kingdom. Yes, time is running short for Jesus tonight. We live in a world of death. But you know, try to deny it as much as you want. Time is running short for all of us. As time runs short for Jesus, we may experience this story as if for the first time, forgetting that we know the ending. That's what you're supposed to do tonight. Because this isn't just a story of Jesus. This is a story of our Savior. This is also our story. It tells us who we are and why we should cherish and love one another. We are who we are because Jesus has loved us fiercely, even to the end. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.